The main speaker tonight for the Republicans is a Democratic senator from Georgia, Zell Miller. He is retiring this year, and our partners at Slate have an assessment of this lifelong Democrat who is now estranged from his party. The author is Michael Crowley, a senior editor at the New Republic. He spoke with Day Today's Alex Chadwick.
Michael Crowley, let me review Senator Miller's political history as you lay it out in your assessment. He's 72 years old, a former Marine officer, elected to the Georgia State Senate in his 20s, a long stretch as lieutenant governor after that, then two terms as governor of Georgia in the 90s. He was a Democratic centrist then, tough on crime, for welfare reform. Then he's appointed to the term of a U.S. senator who dies in office. That was 4 years ago. And then what happened? What kind of a senator does he become?
Well, then he starts to first kind of surprise and unnerve his fellow Democrats in Washington and gradually to horrify them. The first telling sign was shortly after his appointment. He made this interesting pledge not to be a servant to either party and to represent all Georgians. And at the time, it probably seemed like the sort of boilerplate you usually hear from elected officials. But
yeah.
Soon after George W. Bush was inaugurated, Miller was a co-sponsor of Bush's enormous tax cut, along with Phil Graham, a very conservative Texas senator who's since retired. And the Democratic Party as a whole was horrified by this tax cut. It was completely anathema to them. And Miller also was the first Democratic senator to announce his support for John Ashcroft's confirmation as Attorney General at a time when Democrats were trying to figure out what their strategy would be to deal with the Ashcroft nomination, and I think were hoping to oppose him. Miller gave Bush these early kind of bipartisan bona fides.
As you write, he doesn't even meet with the Democratic senators now who get together every week. He meets with the Republicans.
Yeah, well, the pattern continued. He came out and offered these very substantive gestures of support for the president and began voting with the Republicans more or less down the line. And after a certain point, I think he wasn't welcome in these weekly Democratic strategy sessions. And, you know, he says he wasn't interested in going anymore. And
he says the Democratic Party has moved so far to the left that it's left him behind. He's still a Democrat and he doesn't want to switch parties, but the party has changed.
Yes, he's a very colorful sort of poet almost when he talks about this stuff, that it's the sort of sushi and surfboard party run by liberal Californians and people from Massachusetts like John Kerry. And he basically says that he just can't relate to these people anymore.
As you say, maybe the key to Zell Miller is not that he's from Georgia and a Georgia Democrat. It's where he's from in Georgia.
Well, yes. Miller is from a tiny mountain town in North Georgia about which he speaks very passionately. And he's fiercely proud of his heritage. And I think he feels that the Democratic Party sort of looks down on people like him. I don't think that's true, but he seems to be obsessed with that idea.
Michael, why doesn't Zell Miller just declare himself a Republican?
I think it's a truth of the way politics and media work in Washington that people are much more interested in a sort of heretic, a man-bites-dog story. A Democrat who attacks Democrats gets a lot of attention, and I think the day that Zell Miller switched and became a Republican, people would stop paying attention to him.
Michael Crowley, senior editor at The New Republic, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.